Introducing Kicking Back with the Cooks, presented by Woodhouse. 18 brands, 16 convenient locations, simplified car buying to save you time. Shop, finance, and buy online at woodhouse.com. Here's head coach John Cook, along with your host, Lauren Cook West.
Welcome back, another episode of Kicking Back with the Cooks. And this time, we are really kicking back. I'm sick, 4 days away from having a baby. It's dumping snow, but you're retired. None of that matters. Yeah. Well, you're still kind of working, so I shouldn't say you're officially retired, but you're no longer. I saw an article and it said former Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook, and I thought, whoa, that sounds weird.
Yeah, it is weird. Still trying to get used to it, but right now, if we weren't on this podcast, we'd be sitting courtside in Santa Monica on the beach right now.
Yeah, you would have just gotten off, you know, back from Hawaii. Yeah, you would have been on a beach in California. You know what? What do I even call you now? I was thinking about this. I think I finally can call you just Dad.
Yeah, you can call me Dad.
I don't have to say Coach Cook anymore.
Whatever you want.
Because you're not Coach Cook. I still remember when I this is going back to 2000 and when did I transfer? 2010, and I remember the first thing you said is, I'm Coach Cook anywhere that involves volleyball. Off the court, though, at home, you can call me Dad. And I feel like, you know, through my radio broadcasts, through my playing career, and up until now, it's always been, I've always referred to you as Coach Cook, but now I'm like, I can finally say just, how are you doing today, Dad? It doesn't have to be, how are you doing today, Coach Cook? Because you're no, well, you're still Coach Cook, but you're not.
Yeah.
What's even weirder, I have to tell everyone this, is I don't know if you remember this. Hopefully you do. It was memorable for me, but we went on a coffee date back in February, shortly after you announced that you were retiring. And we were there for 2 hours. We went to a local coffee shop. We had coffee. We had snacks. And we weren't interrupted once by a phone call. That has never happened.
Yeah, well, that is a change, but I can tell you, I just flew from Phoenix to Denver to Jackson Hole. I took pictures on planes. I took pictures in all the airports. I actually, ironically, Jackson Hole, we were waiting for baggage. You know, Madden was with Wendy, and this guy comes up, and he's three doors down from Bergen Riley in Sioux Falls.
What?
Yeah, so it's just crazy how many people are connected to Nebraska volleyball. It just blows my mind. And of course I was in Phoenix. I go over to Surprise. So Surprise is the closest town to Wickenburg that has a restaurant basically. And I'm meeting Pete Maslowski, who's a former professor who I used to play pickup basketball with. He's an honors professor, retired from Nebraska. He was a military history professor. Do you ever take his class, Lauren?
No, but I know Pete. I've met Pete. He's great, but I'm probably not smart enough to take his class.
Yeah, a lot of athletes took his military history classes and loved him. And so anyway, he's in Arizona in the winter, like a lot of Nebraskans are. So we meet. We're sitting outside waiting for a table because it's, you know, it's 11 o'clock, so it's rush hour because all the old people are going to breakfast.
Oh my gosh.
And so anyway, here's his family on spring break out there for baseball. The two daughters play volleyball for VCN. And here we go. We're talking and taking pictures. And, you know, I think everybody in the restaurant is looking like, who the hell is this guy? So anyway, it's been fun.
Do you feel like you're more famous post-retirement?
I feel like more people come up to me now than before. People would see me and, like, you know, you might make eye contact. Now everybody wants to just come up and say, congratulations. You know, we love watching the program, you know, blah, blah, blah. Congrats on your retirement. So they just feel, I think they feel more of a connection now that I'm more open and open to that. So that's the one thing I've noticed is different.
Back to the guy from South Dakota, right? Where's Bergen from? South Dakota?
Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Did you text Bergen and say, hey, do you know this neighbor?
Yeah. Yeah. I texted her and they're.
And she knew.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And
there's like family friends. They hang out and do the lake thing and this, you know, all the time. And he's a lawyer. Bergen's dad's a lawyer.
What was he doing in Jackson?
He I think it was a ski business, ski work trip.
Okay.
It was kind of, I think it was ski work, not work ski. So that's kind of what he told me. But they have work out here, I guess, what he does. And he was going skiing too.
What a small world. And then you said you got stopped at in Denver.
Oh, yeah.
DIA. Do people tell you like how they're connected or why they like Nebraska volleyball?
I was asking. So, Lauren, okay. I'm literally walk out of the gate, going to my next gate. This guy's yelling, John, John. And I'm like, oh my. And it's the airport is packed. And I'm like, oh my gosh, who's this? And so this guy comes running up and he says, I just want to introduce myself. He goes, I'm from Gothenburg, Nebraska. I run all the popcorn for Frito-Lay or the corn. I run all the deals out there and I'm a super fan. And can I take a picture? And boom, right there. And again, we're like, it's packed. And we're taking a picture in the middle of all these people walking. Yeah, I just think the world is connected to Nebraska volleyball. And that's why people feel so comfortable, because they feel a part of it. And that's was always my goal in coaching, is you're putting a team out there that everybody wants to be a part of, wants to play for, wants to watch, wants to be, you know, identifies with it. And these are great validations that's what we've done. But Lauren, more importantly, let's do a little history or a little environmental here. I'm up in Wyoming, and this is a grizzly bear on my mug. And the grizzlies are going to start coming out here. Spring's today. So they're going to start coming out here pretty quick. And this is a little educational. The males come out first. The females take a couple weeks longer because they've got the babies. So you got to be bear aware now shortly here up in the Tetons and Yellowstone of the grizzlies coming out. Because when they come out, they're like a little out of it, and they're hungry.
I can hear your ferocious bear dog that's going to keep you safe on the trails.
Yeah.
Little Boone.
Yeah.
Little healer. I love grizzly bears. I think they're beautiful animals. And did you follow 399, Bear 399?
Yes, everybody did up here. And
everyone in the world did.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, unfortunately, she passed away. She got hit by a car, but you got to be aware when you're driving up here. There's moose. I've gone to Jackson twice in the last week, or 2 weeks, and every time I go over, I see a moose right off the side of the road. So animals are emerging. And if you're coming up here to visit, please be careful, drive safe, drive slow, and have your head on a swivel. I'm going to be an animal environmentalist now. Protect the animals at all costs.
They're pretty cool when you see them out in the wild. So
they are.
One of the things you were going to ask, what are we doing? So I made a reservation for Wendy and I to go to Yellowstone. We're going to go to the canyon. We got a cabin in the canyon lodging area, so we're going to go to Lamar Valley and look for in May and look, spend 2 days and just look for wolves, grizzlies, other animals, buffalo, bison. That's when they're all really coming out and spring's hitting up there. So we're going to go on an adventure.
If you go on Instagram, there's a page or a handle. I don't even know what you call it. It's called Wolf Tracker, and they follow the wolf packs within Grand Teton National Park, Yellowstone, and you can see where they're at and where they're moving, and they try to do daily updates, and you should look into that if you want to see any wolves.
Yeah. So that sounds good. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, there you go. Anything, circling back to you retiring, we haven't, this is our...
Wendy, we can hear them. It's like she can hear.
This is the true kicking back with the cooks experience. I really hope Izzy doesn't edit this out.
Okay, take three.
Okay, circling back to your press conference when you announced that you're retiring. Anything, I mean, it was pretty long. I thought you hit all the major points, but is there anything that you wanted to say that you didn't get to say?
I don't think so. I put a lot of thought into it, and but I just let it come out. And but no, I mean, there's always more things to say, more thank yous and things like that. But I think what was most impressive was that Troy and Kristen Brown, or SWA, and Lindsay Peterson really put on a master class on how to do a coaching transition in this day and age and make it smooth, interesting, and low stress for athletes. And I'm talking about both Louisville and Nebraska. I mean, it went, you know, how they organized it, everybody learned at the same time. The transition was really quick. Our players didn't have to sit around for a week or two to figure out, oh, who's going to be our next coach. And it was, they put on a master class. And Brandon Myers, who's in charge of our marketing and stuff, he was also behind a lot of that. And it's a, they did a wonderful job.
Did you expect to get so emotional?
I felt pretty good once I got talked to the team. That was the really tough one. Once I got through that, it was a little more, but yeah, I mean, it's 25 years, Lauren.
I know. I had people texting me I haven't probably talked to in 10 to 15 years, just saying that they were sobbing. I think the whole entire world, or everyone who's watching or paying attention, was crying with you. It was emotional. Did you expect the news to blow up like it did? I think it was in the Wall Street Journal, maybe. It was on ESPN. There were a lot of big-time news corporations that covered this. Did you expect that?
I didn't know what to expect through all that. I was just trying to get through it and, and do a good job. And but the amount of, I did not expect the amount of attention that it would get at Nebraska, and from all the press and all the other extra side things, that interviews, and I mean, I'm still doing them, and we're still going to keep doing them. You know, this podcast, Nebraska Public Television's coming up, and they're doing a mini documentary. They're going to come up here to Wyoming in June. I did a big thing with Herd at Sports, should be coming out pretty soon. So it's constant revisiting, I think, and doing interviews and things like that. That's part of surprised me. And again, same with you, Lauren. I've heard from people. I don't even know who these people are, but they communicate with me like we're best friends. And, or they were in the huddles, or they were in the locker room, or they were part of Nebraska volleyball. But again, I just think it goes back to how many people are connected to Nebraska volleyball.
How many text messages did you have?
Oh, it took me a week to get through them. I have no idea.
Ballpark. Give me a guess. Over 500?
Oh yeah. Over 500.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. How did that many people have your number?
I don't know. And the emails too. So, Lauren, here's a crazy story. So I just got a letter from a guy in Springfield, Massachusetts. His name is John Cook. He's a professor there, has his doctorate. He just wrote me a letter about how much he loves watching Nebraska volleyball, and we have the same name.
So, like a handwritten letter.
Handwritten letter.
Where did he mail it?
He mailed it to Devaney Center.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got so many handwritten letters, notes. Again, I don't even know these people, but again, they were moved and felt motivated to write. I'd blow your mind if I started going through all the different people who wrote letters and very intimate letters, and again, just trying to say they love Nebraska volleyball and they love what we've been doing.
Do you think Saban got all this when he retired?
I don't know.
You had a billboard in downtown Lincoln that said, "Thank you, coach."
I know. That was pretty cool. But you know what? I'm like the fourth Husker up there. So, I mean, there's been, I think Becca's been up there and some other Huskers. So I think Lexi's been up there, Merritt. But it's that, again, that's, there's no place like Nebraska.
No. The graphic that they put out, you in a cowboy hat and the trophies, and I think Devaney's on there. That was really cool. And you, they gave you a, you went to a basketball game. They gave you a big canvas of it, and now it's hanging in your house.
Yeah, I it's, and we had a perfect place for it in here to hang it. So it looks awesome. And I think it's the coolest thing I've ever seen. And the one thing I want, I really, really wanted, I said, can I get a canvas of that? And next thing I know, 24 hours later, they're giving it to me at the basketball game. And Alex in our, you know, design, whatever all that they call it, he whipped that thing out, and I called him and thanked him, and I just said, this is unbelievable. And he said, I really think this is the best thing I've ever done. So
it's pretty cool.
It is really cool. And they got shirts now they're selling with that on there, I think, and are coming out with them. So that is something that is really precious to me.
How have things been since you retired? How involved have you stayed? How often do you talk to Jalen, Kelly, Danny, Lindsay, the players? Just give us a little insight into all of that.
Yeah, I still talk to Lindsay about every day. Danny, we talk every couple days. I mean, she's been all over the place. She's moved. She sold a house, bought a house, moved, been recruiting, went and saw the recruits that aren't here and recruits that are committed. She's been recruiting in tournaments and then went to Hawaii. So I talk to her every couple days. And but I probably am averaging 3 requests a day to go speak or do something or go to some event. And so the month of April, I'm booked solid with all these different things I'm going to do and have been asked to do. And then I have a couple in the summer and a couple in the fall, but other than that, I'm trying to, you know, be retired.
How often do you talk to the players?
I've kind of stayed away from them. I'll text a couple of them here and there. I'll send them if I see something really motivational. Like a lot of them are working on being captains right now. So I'll send them something. If I come across something on leadership, I'll send that to them. And I just say thank you. But, you know, they're busy. They've moved on. They're, this time of year, till we go to Hawaii, I really kind of wasn't really coaching them this time of year because they're doing beach. So I didn't coach beach. So it was more of go and show up at weights and then recruit and kind of let them be. And then once Hawaii hits, that's when we really started team building.
Do you plan to be at any of either of the 2 spring matches? We can talk about those because they've been announced now, or any matches early in the fall?
So my plan is the first match against Kansas that night, my plan is to go there. I'm going to also do something at the spring football deal. And also that night is I've been invited to go to the Newman Center's 10-year anniversary, I guess, of the Newman Center opening, which I helped, if I don't know if people remember, but Bo Pelini and I helped raise money to help, you know, help build the Newman Center. So it's going to be a busy day. And then I'm planning on going out to Ord. Those are my people out there. And I was the one that wanted to go to Ord before we did all this and retired. But so I'm going to go out there and be a part of that as well.
Please tell me you're going to pull a Bo Pelini and instead of walking out with a cat, out of tunnel walk, you're going to come out on a horse at the football spring game.
Maybe we'll plant that seed. Brandon Myers, he's got some wild stuff planned, so we'll see. But
please plant that seed.
Yeah.
People would lose their minds.
Yeah.
Don't they do that at Florida State? I know there's some horses.
Montana State, they do, and USC. The guy, the Roman soldier, comes out.
Yeah, there you go.
In Montana State, they lead the team in with horses.
Yeah. If Colorado can figure out how to get a bison out on the field, yeah, I think we can get you on a horse out on the field.
Okay. We'll plant the seed.
Yeah, look at that.
But then also, Lauren, I plan on being back at the ABCA showcase. And then once I see the schedule, I want to come see a couple, you know, matches in the fall.
I've been asked if you're going to hop on any radio broadcasts.
I would love to.
You're going to steal my job.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Please don't.
No, we would have a riot in Nebraska.
No.
They would blow up radio TV if you and John Baylor broke up.
you really should hop on a broadcast with JB and I. That would be, we would be some quality entertainment right there.
Yeah, no, I think that would be fun. I think people would enjoy it, but you got to promise everybody that I've been asked this 100 times. Are you still going to grill Danny like you do me after the match?
Okay, I need to talk to you about this because obviously I have no fear. I'm happy to ask her whatever's going on, and I feel like I have a pretty good pulse on what's happening throughout a match, and so I feel like I have the confidence and the perspective to be able to ask some of the hard-hitting questions, but I was going to ask you, is she going to be pissed at me if I'm putting her in the hot seat post-match?
No, she'll love it. She'll love it.
She's about to get grilled.
Yeah. So it's something people want to continue to see. And then, I'll have to try to prep Danny on, you know, people love it when they honk their horns in the parking lot after the match. So we gotta, I'll prompt her on that. If there's something she can do to, hey, if you like this, you know, start honking your horns. But several people have asked me that too, Coach. Who's gonna tell us when to honk our horns?
Yeah, you gotta prepare her.
Yeah,
she's got to be ready for these post game interviews.
Yeah, so we'll do it.
Does it feel weird yet, or has it hit you, or do you miss it, or are you just enjoying life? You're at peace. You're good to go, and you're moving on.
The two ways I would answer that is I'm still super busy, so I just replace going to weights with other things. Every once in a while, it hit me like, you know, God, are we practicing today? Or, you know, who do I need to motivate today? But also, I don't wake up every morning worrying about, you know, who's in trouble, who did this, who didn't show up for this. So I don't wake up worrying about that. So I have a little less worry in my life. And so that, I think that's the biggest thing. But the coaching will never go away. Hey, how are we going to get better today? But
are you going to pick up, you know, coaching at a local high school or
no,
for a local club or doing private lessons?
No. No.
You could probably go over to Jackson and charge an arm and a leg for private lessons.
Yeah. I would, one thing I wouldn't mind doing is coaching, helping high school football.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know what? Matt Rhule said, now that Coach Cook is retired, we may try to use him a little more. Has he reached out? Has he asked you for any, you know, to watch tape, any feedback, any advice?
The one thing this is like the day after I retired, I got a text from him. He wants their coaches clinic is in a couple weeks and they want me to do the opening talk for the coaches clinic. So I told him, heck yeah, would love to. And I just said, just as long as I get sideline passes when I'm back for football games.
If you were going to coach football, what would you be, like position coach or offense or defense? Or I don't know enough about football, but you understand what I'm asking.
I would love to be an offensive coordinator.
Uh-oh. Who's the offensive coordinator for Nebraska right now?
I'm not, they kind of had to do a team effort to it.
Okay.
But I can't remember his name right now. Yeah. Oh, Dana Holgerson. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't met him yet. Yeah. So he came in new last year. So Dana's doing it now. Yeah.
Dana better watch out. You're coming for his job.
I don't think he needs to worry about that.
Yeah. You know, what I should put you in charge of, since you're now retired, is coming up with the outline of talking points for each episode from now on.
Oh, okay. We can do that.
Maybe the next episode we'll put you in charge and see what you come up with.
Okay, great. Let's do it.
We talk about everything from horses to bears to volleyball to, I mean, who knows where we would go with that.
I still think the best thing you do is when you ask people to send in questions.
You told me you hated that.
No, I think it's great.
Okay, well, I'll do that for the next one, because I know a lot of people have questions, and I mean, there's obviously been a lot of media that has come out post-retirement, but I think people just still have questions of what life looks like and how involved you're going to be and things that you've been up to. And speaking of things you're up to, I can't believe you haven't brought up the John Cook Roping Classic.
Well, you haven't asked yet. So that's one of the things that we're doing in April. So I've got the football coaches clinic, several other events. We got the roping clinic 12th and 13th of April, and it's gone big time. And we're doing that to, one, have a roping and bring attention, but really my motivation for it is to raise money for a UNL scholarship for somebody on the rodeo team, or for them to be able to split it up. And we're going to make a really good contribution towards that. So Larry the Cable Guy is going to be there. We're doing a Calcutta, so you can bet on teams. I'm going to rope in it. Your brother's roping in it. There's two divisions, and the first day, Saturday, is a kids clinic, and then that night there'll be a kids roping. So it's going to be really big time. There's some I'll say this, NFL level guys coming in for this deal, and they're going to have pretty much every run they have a chance to win something: saddles, chutes, ropes, guns, rifles, money. So there's going to be a lot of pressure on every time they go. And people can come watch, and it's going to be really cool.
What horse are you riding?
I'll ride the 415 Rev horse.
And who's your, you have to have a partner, correct?
Uh-huh. My partner is Rob Doggett, he's a cattle rancher out in central Nebraska. And I met him, his daughter, one of the first times I was out riding horses. His daughter, Olivia, is sixth or seventh grader. And we went and moved cattle. And she was telling me what to do. 12, I think she's 12 or 13, 14 years old. She's telling me what to do. She's flying around this horse. So anyway, but she comes in. She's learning how to rope and everything. She's also made a volleyball team out there. And but she comes and ropes with Mark Ray's daughters and trains for breakaway roping. And so anyway, I met him, and he's a heeler and I'm a header. So it's going to be our team in what we call the 9.5.
Is he riding one of your horses as well, or does he have
No.
his own?
No, he'll have his own horse. And then he's also going with the big boys in the open part, where the top guys are. So he'll be in that as well.
Do you have to practice with him?
We already have a little bit, and I'll practice with them before the event.
Okay. So this is a true kicking back with the cooks. Is mom cutting something up in the background?
Yeah, she is. This is
doing dishes.
When you just got on for chopping onions or whatever.
Oh, at least you're eating good, you know, in retirement.
Oh yeah, that's Wendy's an amazing cook, and she's makes great meals every night.
She's the MVP.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to touch on or talk about?
No, I'm just excited to see the team this spring, and go watch a couple practices. And the fact they're playing a match in Devaney, they sold already, the A and B sections already sold out. And so it's, you know, the tickets are more expensive than going to the football deal. So I think that's historic. It sends a big message. Yeah, but Husker fans are going to be able to get in there and get to see them. And then the ordeal, the challenge with that's going to be, it's only seats 1,600. So it's going to be interesting to see. You have to show up to buy a ticket. So I wonder how many hours or days people are going to camp out to get tickets to go to that. But I think this spring is a celebration of this team and what they're doing. They're having a great beach season right now, and fans should be really fired up.
Confession or lesson for this month?
Lauren.
Anything you've learned post-retirement?
Anything I've learned? I think just the things we talked about, how impacted people are by Nebraska volleyball and the connections everywhere, that's really blown my mind. And then now that everybody thinks that I'm retired, I got all this free time, so they're asking me to do all these different things. And I probably average 3 a day, and I've maybe have accepted like 25% of them. So that's pretty cool that people want to still be, you know, connected to Nebraska volleyball or want me to be a part of one of their events. I just can't do it all, and I'm trying to be, you know, in Arizona with your brother. I'm trying to be up here. And then, you know, I have a lot of commitments in April, so I'll be back in Nebraska. So, so my confession would be, I hope you have your baby before I have to go back.
You and so me let's both.
Let's get some pizza out tonight.
We will have a baby before the next episode. We can
Prego
guarantee that.
Pizza. I looked it up. Prego pizza has been proven to help women go into labor.
What's on pregnant pizza?
No, Prego is the company. People order from there. I don't know if they're in Chicago or where they are, but they're actually, people will order that to get it going to labor. Look it up.
Prego, the pasta sauce?
I think so. Prego pizza, and, you know, we got some good pizza places here in the valley.
You really have nothing to do if you're looking up ways to go into labor.
I looked it up because you guys all think I'm crazy, but no, that's people do that. They
I'll
think
do some
there's
research.
Some. Yeah.
There you go. Well, thank you, Dad, for your time today. Still so weird to say. Josh, thank you so much for producing this one. Izzy, for editing out the dogs barking, the onion cutting, everything else, the drop connections. This is new because you're not normally you're in a Nebraska zip up and in the broadcast studio, but we're officially both remote now, which is kind of wild. But thank you to everyone who tunes in, listens, watches, however you access this podcast. Just thank you so much for your continued support, and hopefully we can get another one in next month. It's been kind of hard to track you down. I mean, you mentioned how busy you are, but I don't think we had time to record one in February. And based on your April schedule, it may be May before we put out another episode.
Well, we could try to find one, and maybe as we get close to the spring game, and I can do it in the studio. So
there you go. We'll please tell Brandon Meyer to put you on a horse.
On a horse, okay. Well, if we plant the seed, he'll be working on it.
Yeah. That man comes up with all the things. Yeah. So you pass that along. But thank you again to everyone. And we will see you hopefully next month. Go Big Red.